what's really happening to religious freedom issues in the former Soviet Union, key jihadists fall, what will that mean for believers in Chechnya, and human trafficking programs prove its worth in India. We'll provide the details on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians from all over the former Soviet Union were in Washington, D.C. this week. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says experts presented religious freedom issues facing evangelical Christians. 90 people attended the event, more than anticipated. Rakhuba says many laws target terrorists.
Based on those laws, you know, evangelical Christians, if I can say, for the most humble action, you know, they are punished just for a simple prayer in their own home. So we like to create some policies, and we like to encourage governments to somehow change it.
Rakhuba's hoping politicians will use the policies to help press for those changes so the gospel can be shared freely. It'll take some time to draft the policies, though. Pray that they'll be effective in changing these laws. We turn next to Kenya, where there's been another attack in Garissa, a town bordering Somalia. MNN's Ruth Kramer has that story.
Open Doors says Pastor Ibrahim Akunyi of the East Africa Pentecostal Church and Pastor Abdi Welli were gunned down in broad daylight yesterday. Pastor Makunye is in stable condition, but Pastor Welli died on the way to the hospital. Now, the Al-Shabaab, an Islamist terrorist group, has been targeting Christians and Christian churches in the area. Why? Well, since Kenyan troops entered Somalia a year ago, Al-Shabaab has increased its attacks in Kenya, seemingly focusing on those with different ideologies or because they're easy targets, like law enforcement or Christians. With Kenya's elections around the corner, there are more concerns that this violence will escalate, and the Christians are asking you to pray with them. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. Jihad rages on in Chechnya.
They're very much Islamic terrorists, and that can certainly make things very dangerous for Christians that are there.
Russian forces killed key jihadist leaders recently, but Christians aren't in the clear yet, says Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association. They support pastors who live in neighboring countries but visit Chechnya to encourage believers there.
When they go into Chechnya and some of these other heavily Islamic regions of the Caucasus Mountains, they do so in a very low-key way, and we don't publicize when and where and what they're doing.
Pray for the current government of Chechnya. Next, ever wonder if human trafficking programs work? Well, they do. Bright Hope International is living proof of being in the right place at the right time and knowing what to do. C.H. Dyer says three members of their anti-trafficking team were sitting down to lunch near a marketplace in India. They heard screams. Two teenage girls were being brutally beaten by their pimps.
Hundreds of people had come around to watch, but nobody was doing anything. And so our team walked right into it and told the young men to stop.
They got the girls out and put the boys behind bars. The girls were declared victims of human trafficking so they could get into a safe house. What's next? Healing. The team is building relationships with the girls.
Hopefully begin putting them on a path of restitution and sharing the Lord with them.
And MNN's Katie Harth says you can help save lives during Lent.
Babies in India make up 25% of the world's total deaths just because their moms don't have clean water to drink.
India has major problems with unclean water and lack of sanitation.
India partners Brent Hample says they're joining Waiting for Water to help fight the water crisis in India. And you can get involved too. Just take the money from something you gave up for Lent to help India partners build clean water wells.
It only costs $155 for one well to provide clean water for an entire village, around 1,000 people usually.
Get involved at missionnetworknews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.